When I first started going out with my wife Amanda, which is now 13 and a bit years ago, she was so dedicated to making sure that she could send me letters while she was away that she learnt the Braille code. She didn't have a Perkins Brailler then, and so she had to use a knitting needle on a thick piece of cardboard to punch the Braille dots in reverse so that she could write me a letter that my mother didn't have to read to me. These days, she could probably log on to www.hotbraille.com and do it that way. Hot Braille is an innovative service, and to tell us about it, we've got Hal Sard on the line to tell us what Hot Braille is.
Hot Braille is a number of services bundled into one. The reason we got the idea for our site and our main service is our Send Braille feature. Sending Braille through Hot Braille is quite easy, and it works this way. All the user has to do is register for our service, which is free. And once they do that, they're given a username and a password they choose. They come onto the site, they enter a street address, which can be any address in the world, actually, and then they type in a message. When they click Hot Braille it, that message goes into our database. Every night we transcribe that message in Braille and ship it to that street address they provided online for free. So actually, we print out the Braille message and ship it to that address for free.
So how do you make money out of that?
Well, we're looking at a number of revenue models now. One thing that we do is we ask our members to sign up for partner sites, and then we receive a commission on that. Or what's been working very well recently is an Amazon affiliate program, which works by we provide, you know, listings of books that might interest our visitors to our site. For example, Braille for the Sighted, or, you know, the story behind Louis Braille or Helen Keller. And if they, you know, in turn go to Amazon and purchase that product or any other product in Amazon's giant shopping mall, then we receive a commission on that sale. So what we're trying to do is, you know, subsidize the service. Essentially, our goal is to keep this Send Braille feature free, and, you know, with help of our users, we can do just that.
But it sounds like you may be adding additional services for which there may be a premium.
There could be. There definitely is a possibility of charging people for longer documents. Actually, is that what you're implying, right?
Right.
Sort of a premium, yeah, because right now we do have a limit on the size of a letter, just so that, you know, everyone gets a chance to you know, to get a Braille letter for free. So what we have done in the past is provide ways that people can pay for longer documents, and we actually get a lot of inquiries like that for, you know, people, you know, wanting to Braille a brochure in Braille, or we get a lot of inquiries about restaurants looking for menus. People who want, you know, restaurants who want to print their menus in Braille, for example. All this we can do, and we're trying to find a stable partner, perhaps, who can provide the back end Braille service, because what we have now is we're right now in the business of printing short letters, not larger documents. So we're looking for a stable partner that can provide that back end, and I think we're close to finding one. So the premium service is definitely in the works. And another thing we're sort of contemplating is, you know, an online shopping mall through Hot Braille. That might be interesting in the fact that we have a very targeted user base, a very specific user base, which is blind internet users. And sighted internet users who know people who are blind or interested in blindness. So I think we can play on those two or three groups and find something they might be interested in.
So what is the actual limit at the moment for the amount of text you can put through it at once?
Our database, the exact figure is 1,200 characters with spaces. That amounts to about 250 words or one print page, I believe. 1 or 1.5 print pages. The limit is 2 braille pages. So it's a short message, but it's more than enough for a lot of users.
And I suppose that once you get onto more complex documents, such as menus and brochures, etc., you will need to look at ways of either getting a Word document directly to preserve the formatting or some sort of formatting code that people can put in to get the braille formatting correct.
Correct. We have a lot of ways we can do this. I don't exactly want to get into the details, just because it's pretty, you know, we're working on it right now. But I can say that what we essentially hope to do is provide Braille management online. You know, the Braille production management online, where you can manage what documents you want. Like you said, upload a Word document or upload an Excel file. And somehow we figure out how to automatically transcribe that into Braille. So stuff like that is definitely possible.
I noticed that your site is actually listed on all sorts of places. It seems to be a well-recognized site. Are you satisfied with the amounts of hits that you're generating?
I am very, very, very satisfied. Recently we've been very, very busy. We are listed in quite a number of places. I'm impressed because the Google search engine displays results by the number of sites that link to you. So it's the sites that are more popular that are higher ranked. And about 2 months ago, we were listed third when you typed in Braille. And that generates definitely a lot of clicks, just because Google is such a speech-friendly search engine, and I hope our target audience uses Google as much as I do. So we are listed in a lot of places, especially we've won a number of, you know, small awards: Yahoo Daily News Pick, Daily Pick, AOL Editor's Pick, MSN is a featured site. All these we never paid for these high listings. When you're an Editor's Pick, you're listed first in the proper category. But I believe it's just, you know, a reflection of the innovative site that we've put together and you know, the uniqueness of the site, and they're recognizing that. And we're definitely working, though, to be listed in other places. And in the pipeline is a sort of page. It's called the Webmaster Resources, where we provide webmasters innovative ways to link to our site, give them tips on speech-friendly sites, for example, and stuff like that, so that we're able to be listed, you know, in as many places as we can.
Now, if someone wants to send me a love letter, for example, given that Valentine's Day is coming up,
okay,
I would strongly encourage this. How confidential is the material that goes through Hot Braille?
We've made our system very automated. If you look at many Braille producers, if you ask them how they produce Braille, a number of them will tell you, oh, yeah, you have to send us the letter, we scan it in, and then we have to correct it for the mistakes the OCR scanner makes, and then we have to proofread it, and then we have to do this. And basically it goes through a lot of hands, you know, a lot of hands read it, a lot of eyeballs have to play with the computer and edit it or read the text. With our system, the only way your letter can be sort of, the contents of your letter can be compromised is just by the transmission over the internet, which either way is not, I mean, when you use Hotmail, it's the same as using Hot Braille. It's a, you know, I don't really have to get into it, but without a secure internet connection, that information you pass over the internet isn't secure. However, once it gets into our database, we have devised an automated Braille system where all we do is type in two numbers, the idea of the letter we want to start with tonight and then the idea of the letter we want to stop with, you know, printing. Once we hit those two, we have a tractor-fed Braille printer that just spits out all the letters, put a unique identifier on the top of each one. We spit out all the labels, and then we pack the Braille. And seeing as the person who does all this is sighted, he doesn't read the Braille, and he doesn't know the contents. So the contents of our letters we take this very seriously, are not read by anyone else except for the sender who creates it and the recipient who receives it in the mail.
How long do they generally take to get to the recipient? I guess it depends on the destination, right?
It does depend on the destination. It takes around 2 days to 2 weeks. It can take. We've had plenty of people email us, say someone in the United Kingdom said they got it in 5 days, which was very surprising to me. Someone in South Africa got it in 2 weeks. Someone in New York got it in 2 days. It really depends on the the postal service, their volume, for example, how much they have to do, because our letters are sent third class. There's a lot of factors that can go into this, but we make an effort to try and print the Braille that night and get it out in the mail the next morning. So they can count on us on producing it quickly. Once it's out of our hands, though, it's out of our hands. The letter can take generally 2 days to 2 weeks.
I don't know whether you consider this kind of commercially sensitive information, but on average, how many letters would you be generating on a daily basis?
We generate about 50 to anywhere from 30 to 70 letters a day. Most of our traffic these days is for using our other online services. The Send Braille feature is definitely, why a lot of people sign up, but once they come on, they realize, well, Hot Braille has a lot more to offer than just the Send Braille feature. So a lot of the traffic we generate is not necessarily going into producing Braille. It's going into our other services, like our community feature or our Learn Braille feature.
I suppose you must have peaks, right? For example, would you anticipate a bit of an increase in traffic at Valentine's Day or Christmas or things like that?
We definitely do. We definitely do. For example, in Christmas, we had a huge peak, and then as New Year's came closer, it's generally the way, a website works. Or, for example, people are usually out on the weekend, so it's slow there or whatever. We generally tend to plan our Braille production days according to this. And as Valentine's approaches, we'll be working really hard to try and get those letters out.
And so you're teaching a lot of sighted people how to use Braille, how to know Braille through your service.
We have this really neat feature called it's a Learn Braille feature. Essentially, we provide an introduction to Braille, how it's how grade one Braille is represented, how capitals are represented or how numbers are represented, and we essentially put together this neat little thing. It's like a quiz. We give you a word in Braille, in grade one Braille, like dad, but it's, in Braille format, so you see D-A-D in Braille letters, the three characters, and you have this form where you're supposed to type in the answer. Once you've done, those five answers, you click submit, and we tell you whether it's right or wrong, and then you can check your answers. And then after doing this repetitively a lot, you'll end up knowing all 26 Braille characters in the alphabet. And then, you can play the quiz without a cheat sheet or with a cheat sheet. And it's a really, really neat feature, and it's very, very popular with our sighted users. Because, if you're just curious, because a lot of people come to our site because, like you said, it's so prominently displayed at other places. They go, I'll just check this out. Well, they're not necessarily going to send Braille if they don't know someone is blind, but if they're interested in Braille, here we give them an opportunity to sort of explore, how it works. So we're really proud of that, and it was just one of the neat innovations we've come up with.
And do you know if people have gone on to bigger and better things as a direct result of that, for example, becoming a certified transcriber or something like that?
We have heard many, 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 many neat stories from our users in ways they've used our site. One that came just maybe 4 or 5 days ago that I'm really happy of is this young girl registered with our site and was in contact through. We have a community feature on our site. We have three main features: the Send Braille, the Learn Braille, well, four. Send Braille, Learn Braille, the community, and our resources. And the community part of the site is essentially a way that blind and sighted or blind and blind internet users, all of our members, can interact. What they do is initially they fill out a profile, which is, you know, are you married? What are your hobbies? How often do you use the internet? Stuff like this, you know, if you male, female, age range, but none of it's personally identifiable information unless, of course, they offer that information. So they fill out a profile, and then using our search tool, they can search by profile or search by demographics, for example. And through using this, this young girl in Ohio was able to get in contact with this young girl in Ohio needed to find a way to fulfill her educational needs. She got in contact with a lady from Illinois who was able to put her in touch with the National Federation for the Blind, and they're going to advocate for her. So this is a quote from the lady who helped the young girl. If it hadn't been for your sight, this girl would still be all alone in the world with no one to help her. So stuff like this kind of, you know, motivates us to keep the site going and motivates us to come up with new ways to help ease the communication gap between blind and sighted internet users. And that's exactly what we're out to do. Our mission statement is to ease communication.
Well, a lot of people have been, but for those who haven't, it's www.hotbraille.com, and I wish you luck with it. Obviously, the service is going to continue to get bigger and better, and I really appreciate you giving up some time to speak with us today.
No problem whatsoever.